Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is the podcast where myself and Jordan talk about...
Jordan?
And Jason. Did I say Jordan? Whoa. My name is Jordan and I'm talking to Jordan.
We might as well just leave.
Mate, goodness me. And this is where we talk about the relentless chaos and the hilarious beauty of being dads.
In this episode, we are coming after the haters.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, so Jace, it snowed yesterday.
Oh, it did?
It did, woke up to snow.
Yep.
I was a little bit annoyed.
Oh.
Not about the snow. So woke up and thought, you know what? I'll take the kids downstairs, let Leanne have a lie-in. And then I heard her coming downstairs and I thought, if you were going to come downstairs, why didn't you just let me sleep in? And then she just like burst through the door and went, look outside. And when someone comes downstairs and goes, look outside, in winter, you know it's been snowing.
Yeah, and you're not going back to bed.
No. So we left the house with the kids for a little snowy walk at 6:45 in the morning. We're just like, this doesn't happen often.
Was it still dark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my little girl, Mai, she's 2 1/4, I don't know. Yeah, 2 and something. It was, the last time it snowed, she was about 3 months old. So she's never really...
Oh, yeah.
So she's seen snow, but she's not seen snow. So yeah, we just got out, went for a walk, put them on the sledge.
Did you make a snowman?
Made a snowman, made a big old snowman.
It is a sledge, isn't it?
Is it a sleigh or a sledge?
Well, I was having this debate with my wife.
It's not a sleigh.
As you do. I said sledge, and she went, sledge.
It's not a sleigh.
Is that a sleigh is what Santa has?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Get the reindeers out. It's been snowing.
Sledge.
Get the sleigh out. Yeah, sledge. Sled. For the Americans.
Take that, wife.
They say sledding, don't they?
Do they?
I think so.
Well,
Americans, let us know.
Was it, how did they cope with the cold?
Sound. They were fine, but I've noticed, why don't kids realise that snow is wet and cold? they pick it up. I don't know if they think it's like sand or if it's like just powder, but they pick it up and then their gloves get wet and then they start crying.
Yeah.
And then they want to go inside. And yeah. I'm there going, yeah, it's great to pick it up. It's great to touch it, but like, don't do it too much. Don't let your gloves get wet. I know people are going to be saying, get waterproof gloves. It doesn't snow here that often. We're not just like, we're not just ready with waterproof gloves.
Little those car gloves, the blue ones.
Yeah.
Over the top of the gloves.
Yep.
Or washing gloves.
But as we said recently,
yeah,
we lose gloves.
We do. I bought a new pair.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Literally arrived. They're up there.
Stunning.
They're the ones that you can use your phone with.
The eye glove.
Yeah.
The eye glove. The eye glove.
No, I was...
eye glove sounds
I was
like
looking
something.
Around at everyone on the street and they were all using their phones with their gloves on. I missed that completely. What did you say?
No, I'm tickling myself. Wow. Eye glove sounds like something you'd have after like cataract surgery or something. Just imagine old people with a little glove on their eye.
Oh, I imagine like a little camera on your gloves, just in case you can't see.
Eye glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just got really jealous of everyone else using their phones with it, and I just had these normal gloves, and I kept having to take it off to use my phone, so.
Nice. Or you just get your thumb out.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Just get one thumb out.
Yeah, it's too cold. Just even for one little thumb. But, so it snowed on Sunday.
Yeah,
and this is Sunday. So I was really gutted because I had work on Sunday morning and like had to make sure that like the roads are safe so we didn't have to cancel or rearrange and stuff like that. So I was out the house before everyone else was awake. And didn't get to enjoy the snow.
Didn't get a little sleigh ride.
No, not a sledge ride.
We didn't go like proper sledging.
No?
Like we didn't go find a hill or anything like that.
Tobogganing.
No, nothing like that. We just pulled them along.
That's fair.
But yeah, it was lovely. And I mentioned on last week's episode, that we've had tantrums.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So recently, our little girl, she's coming into that kind of tantrumy phase, and she just started to go like this. If you ask her to do something, she'd go, well, put that away now. So she's getting you could tell that like there was a little bit of defiance coming. But over the span of one weekend, she just started throwing tantrums, like lying down, just like taking her clothes off, just going, get off me, like walking up the stairs, get off me.
Full mode.
Full tantrums, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was overnight. Went from...
She did it all night.
Hmm?
You said it was overnight.
Overnight, yeah. Yeah, it was like just one Saturday morning she woke up and thought, oh, I can do this. And just like lie down and yeah, so not fun.
What's your strategies?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you get frustrated when it happens?
No. No.
Or do you find it like quite funny?
It all depends.
It's just
when you're trying to get out of the house, it's a little bit frustrating. But she's still small enough to just like pick up and leave. I haven't really got a strategy. Just kind of let her play it out at the minute because they're still quite short.
Thought it was always the height that's the issue.
Yeah. And she's easily distracted as well. She's still only two. She doesn't like get hung up on whatever it is.
That's one of the main strategies, I say, just distractions.
Yeah. So yeah. And part of a big reason off the back of that, we did the dummy fairy.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you about this.
Mm.
But we did the dummy fairy. We were going to do it for Christmas, but we thought this could ruin Christmas, potentially. So we did it before, and it went really well.
Really well?
Really well, yeah. I was surprised how well, to be honest. The fact that we did it not over Christmas, because we thought this is going to be horrendous, going cold turkey, went really well. So what we did was put the dummy under the pillow, like kind of Tooth Fairy-esque.
Yeah.
Dummy under the pillow in the morning, there was a chocolate there.
Nice.
And then the next day she went and looked for a chocolate.
Chocolate is a much... I think we did a toy. That's at the bar far too high.
Oh, you did? Yeah, like a pig house.
I can't remember.
It
set the bar far too high.
It was extravagant.
That's like rookie parenting. You know, when everything's still really exciting. Just throw money at everything.
So yeah, so what I did was, I could hear Leanne putting her to bed and she was going, right, come on, the dummy fairy's coming. And I was just downstairs tidying up or something. Probably not tidying up, but just doing something else.
Sitting down.
Sitting down. And I saw we've got these reindeer antlers with little bells on. So I just went half up the stairs and started ringing them. And she just went, oh. And then I went, it's the dummy fairy. Same page. She knew straight away. We didn't talk about it in advance. She just knew what the crack was. And she just like, Leanne said, she just like dived onto the bed, face down, didn't move, petrified of the dummy fairy.
Oh, bless her.
I know. And then
so it's a scare tactic.
Not intentionally.
That's the dummy fair. He's got your dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit down for us, take something else. And then like a night or two after, our son fell asleep on the sofa and I took him upstairs and I left his bear. Told you about the bear before, yeah. Teddy, part of the family. Left him downstairs. He was coughing a little bit in the night. So I went in his room to see if he was okay. And he was like, where's my teddy? I said, oh, I'll go get him for you. Anyway, left him in the car. I thought, I'm not going to the car now. So I went upstairs and said, look, he's not downstairs. We'll find him in the morning. And he just went, the teddy fairy's taken my Ted. I was like, no, there's no teddy fairy. Don't worry. He's just in the car. So yeah, that's what's been going on.
Just petrified your kids into moving on in life stages.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way it is.
Nailed it.
Jordan, every now and then we post a video online that gets a little bit controversial.
Yeah.
Probably not the right word. What's the word that you prefer? Phrase? Splits opinion.
Splits opinion or elicits opinion.
Elicits opinion.
And
now we know what we're doing. We know people are going to have opinions. We're not offended by them at all.
No.
We're the ones who make the clips. We put them out there.
We put them out there. We know it's coming our way.
One particular clip. We've got to read some of the comments.
We've got to address the elephant in the comment section.
And just to give you a bit of background, this is on a video. I mean, we might touch on other videos. This is on a video where I said, don't co-sleep. Mm. From the perspective of, I've been co-sleeping. My daughter's now 3. We're trying to transition out of co-sleeping. And it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And the comments.
The comments.
Are wild.
Some of them are. Some of them are. Wild.
What's really bizarre is that we find this all like with social media now. It's like the first sentence is don't co-sleep. The rest of the video is talking about how I've co-sleep and how I'm still co-sleeping.
So true. Yeah, people hear what they want to hear, don't they? But, so you've said on the video, there's not much privacy. Make of that what you will.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have taken aim at your bedtime admin. And they're just offering the advice of broaden your horizons. Someone mentioned a washing machine. Do you want to go for the first? So we've picked out a few of our favourite ones, ones that made us laugh, ones that maybe are a little bit offensive.
I'm going to start on a hot topic.
Go on, then you go.
So there's a theme. This is not just one particular comment. This is a theme of comments.
Yep.
And you might have got some screenshots of those ones as well. But there's this generic theme that because I'm a man, I can't talk on anything related to do with parenting.
Yep. No, how dare you?
Literally, like the one comment was like, says the man.
Says the man. Maybe that's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. The man.
Says the
that's
man.
True. We can't hear tone.
We can't hear tone in the comments.
Says the man.
Says the man. But no, says the man. I mean, you're talking about your dadhood.
There's so many like facets to this. Like, obviously,
who else is going to talk about it?
Exactly. And it's this whole concept that just because I'm a man, I don't have any input into the parenting. And yet, the same people would be saying that men need to step up and be more involved in parenting.
Yeah.
Which can't speak about it.
If your wife said, oh man, I need to get her to stop co-sleeping, we're three now. People were going, where's your husband? Why isn't he stepping up?
Or they'd just be helpful with advice.
Yeah. So on that one, this one confused me a little. It says, why do men who have no credentials always want to talk about this stuff? Co-sleeping is done in almost every first world country with a higher than average citizen IQ. Mammals co-sleep. If you don't want kids, just say that. I mean, the other thing is, in the video you say, we want more kids.
Then she goes on to elicit like more offensive comments, which we won't read out.
A little bit offensive. It's a bit of an accusation.
What I find so perplexing is that in the space of one paragraph, we've covered like 12 topics.
That comment
one of them is
a journey.
One of them is really confusing.
Yeah.
The higher than average IQ. What? I'm confused.
Co-sleeping is done in almost every first world country with a higher than average citizen IQ.
So the country has a higher than average citizen IQ, but whose citizens are they?
Which?
Because if they're citizens of that country... How can the average be higher than the average?
You can tell I don't co-sleep because I don't understand that comment. My IQ is not high enough.
Hold on. I don't think that woman's speaking for all people who co-sleep. This is what's so bizarre. I'm on the side of the co-sleepers.
This is mother of shark as well. So she's going on about mammals. Not even a mammal. On mammals as well, the next one. Co-sleeping is normal for mammals, bro.
I loved your comment on this.
The reply.
Yeah.
The first thing that came into my head. She said co-sleep is normal for mammals. And I honestly just thought of a sheep giving birth in a field. It's like, so is giving birth outside. But we don't do that.
But like, so going back to the last one, like, I think the advice of most first world countries, like the literal health advice is not to co-sleep. So the NHS, up until recently, and it still might be there, their like actual advice is to avoid co-sleeping up until a certain age. It's like, that's their actual advice. So I mean, I know we're finding flaws in a flawed comment, but
yeah,
come on, lady,
come on, mother of shark, mummy shark. Yeah, odd one. This one is just fact. Says the man who will never understand what being a mum means.
It's true. Again, you don't know what tone. I mean, that was kind of fairly clear.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty suspicious.
What I'm so confused about is that at not one point am I saying that this is a decision that I'm making by myself. I think I mentioned like me and my wife, like,
yeah,
I've not given the like idea that I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum to what I've discussed with my wife, and yet that seems to be the default position of most people. Oh, the wife must want to go sleep. It's not true.
Your wife has jumped into the comments and she's replied to a few.
She has.
So if you want to, and she always starts them off with, I'm the wife.
So she replied to the ones that are like the most offensive or the ones that are like borderline accusatory. And like when she was telling me that she was replying, I thought, oh, she's going to troll them. And like, no, like full on proper replies, like fair play. She was like, I just didn't want anyone to think, even if they don't know you, that that was like remotely true. And I'm like, most people probably don't, like,
yeah.
However, based on the people that comment, they might.
Exactly. You just don't know what's going on in someone's head. Especially in the higher IQ places of the world.
Listen, I just don't know. And like, you mentioned the ones like the wider men who have no credentials. What does that mean? And how do I get credentials?
Can men get credentials?
Or is that what they're saying? Like, men have no say whatsoever.
I don't know. And this is something, and you just kind of touched on it. George mentioned this. So we had George Crossland on. He was talking about kind of the depression he was feeling second time around. It just really annoys me that like men are constantly being told, open up, men should talk more, men should share these experiences more. But then as soon as they do, they're met with those kind of comments of, you know, you'll never know what it means to be a mom, or why are men talking about this thing? Like, who are you to talk about breastfeeding? It's like, we're not, you know, we're just talking about our experience.
Yeah.
And yeah, that just frustrates me. It's like I said before, where's the dad in this situation? Then the dad like speaks up and they're like, why are you speaking? Why are you speaking, man?
Yeah, it's a really bizarre one. It's like me and my wife talk a lot about like 50-50 parenting, but we recognize that it's not 50-50. Like we try to make things like fair, but work for our family. But the reality is that, especially like during pregnancy, that's not fair. Like that's not a fair ride. So you absolutely have to figure out how to support each other. And like, I understand that a lot of the discussions, a lot of the conversations are biased towards my wife's preferences, because that's what I lean to. It's like a lot of the time, if it's your body, your experience, you've got emotions that I don't have, like help me understand and make the right decision here. However, that doesn't mean that I remove myself from the equation. Yeah. Like there was the one comment which was like, get out of your wife and child's bed.
Yeah.
It's like, since when was that appropriate?
No, yeah.
No, my bed.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I bought it.
We're a family.
Yeah. It's like when my daughter says to me, oh, Daddy, you live in my house. I'm like, yeah, but this is Daddy's house as well. No, this is my house and you live here. I'm like, no.
Give me your bank details. Yeah, yeah. For the direct debits.
How are you paying the mortgage?
Here's another one. Easy to say if you're not the one who has to get up to breastfeed. But you literally say your daughter is 3 years old in this clip. No one is breastfeeding. And it would be very weird if you were the one getting up to breastfeed.
Well, I've tried it and it didn't work.
My milk supply just never came in.
See, again, like, for a bit of context as well, I think the general consensus in the world is that children often breastfeed up to the age of 4. In the West, that's very different. It's like 1 or 18 months, like max. Mm. So if that person's from that culture where that's normal, sure. But I mentioned, like, quite early on, my daughter's 3, and it's like, why does breastfeeding come into that conversation? I can understand if you're co-sleeping because you're breastfeeding.
Yep.
Makes complete sense. Like,
you go for it.
Sure. But I don't understand why that has to be inserted into. Unless that's just a given. Like, that if you're co-sleeping, that's because you're breastfeeding.
Yeah, maybe. But then we didn't with ours and they were next to us.
Yeah.
Someone's brought up co-sleeping and bed sharing are different.
I don't understand what they meant by that.
Nor me.
However, if they mean co-sleep and bed sharing are different because when you co-sleep, you don't actually sleep. So you are bed sharing.
Are you awake if you're bed sharing? If you're bed sharing and then you fall asleep, are you now co-sleeping?
Or whether this is like... whether this is diving deep into the realms of terminology that we just... Maybe because we're men, we just don't understand.
Yeah, the lack of credentials.
It's like a secret course that you go on.
It's like the antenatal class. You come out with a certificate.
Do you? Do you get a certificate?
No.
Oh.
No.
I got excited then.
No.
What do you actually do in the antenatal classes? If you're a new listener, I wasn't a terrible father and didn't go. Like my daughter was born early. Too early, where we missed the first antenatal class. So what do you actually do?
As if you're not a new listener, you'll know my memory is awful since having kids.
And do you have to do it the second time round?
We didn't.
Do they offer it to you?
It was lockdown, so they weren't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they weren't.
Give you a little online Zoom one?
No.
Oh, so it's like one and done.
I don't think we even had any health visits second time round because of COVID.
No.
We were just left to it. Yeah. On you go.
I think we had like 3 in 4 years.
Honestly, I don't think we had any. I can't remember having one. But then we could have had one every week.
I should do like this comment, and it's talking about someone once earlier. It says, my child calls my bed our bed.
Yeah.
That's quite sweet.
Yeah. Our bedroom. Nope.
And then you just commented, claimed ownership.
Claimed ownership. Stamped on it. Probably did the we on the tree kind of situation. Mark the territory. There are lots of nice comments too.
There were loads. It's just, it's funny to talk about the rubbish ones.
Yeah. He is the baby in this situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments sent towards me rather than Coast. I feel like it's on a topic which is slightly, people are on two sides of the equation.
Two sides of the bed.
Two sides of the bed or rooms. And then instead of debating about that, they just attack me. Maybe that's just the, what's the word?
I don't even know what you're trying to say. My word, what's wrong with your tongue?
I can't think of the word, but I know it begins with an an. I'm going to have to Google it.
The
What
is that? The peak?
The culmination, the...
Not a clue.
The summary.
The...
Antithesis. Antithesis is the word. It's the antithesis.
For the good of our listeners, can I like request we cut out about 25 of the last seconds?
I want to keep it all in.
All of it. I too have been subject to some, to the victim of some internet comments. So this one is a video. Cast your mind back to when I said my work day finishes at 5:30, school day finishes at 3:30. So there's a little bit of crossover. And had a meeting where Luca just kept running in and asking for biscuits.
Yeah.
this comment is funny and also inaccurate. If a mum did this, she would be labelled neglectful.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't. Nope. It all kicked off in the comments. Teachers were getting absolutely torn apart.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Here we go. So this is the comment. School should be 8 till 6 and no homework. Free breakfast club and homework can be done while at school with the teachers to help. So someone is saying that teachers should work till 6 and help out the kids so parents can work at home.
I don't see how that works.
So teachers kind of said, well, what do you think we do? Like, we've got families too.
Yeah. And stuff to prepare.
A lot of people saying, well, you know, currently you work 9 till 3, so you've got a bit of capacity. I think the irony here is that it's all kicked off on the back of a video that I did about teachers. My wife is a teacher. So I'm with the teachers. People going, yeah, absolutely agree with you. School day should be longer. I'm like, no, it shouldn't. I'll never see my wife. If that's the case. Yeah, I don't think people realise that teachers do not finish when the kids finish.
Yeah, I think this goes for most of the comments on most videos nowadays. Most people just don't think.
They don't think of the wider context.
Just any context sometimes. Just like brain fart. What's going on?
Yeah. Someone's put, easy. Prioritise your children. I mean, the reason that I had the meeting with him at home is because I'm working to provide for my kids.
Yeah.
So therefore, I am prioritising my children by working.
But you should have just not taken the meeting and risked losing your job.
Yeah. Should have just ignored all other responsibilities that I have. And then someone's put, like, I haven't got the comment, but it was kind of like, your kids won't remember you working, but they will remember the times you weren't there. And I'm thinking, well, they also will remember the time the repossession man comes around and takes the TV. Because
it's pretty traumatizing.
They'll remember that one. They won't remember the time that I had a Teams meeting and I said, please just stay here and eat some snacks. and I've saved the best till... Do you want to read this one?
Which one is it?
The last one on this.
No, you go for it. Go for it.
It's so good. This is wonderful. I have saved the best till last here. Work from home parent complaining about how hard it is. Middle class white privilege at its best.
Just got you there.
I mean, someone's replied to him saying, what has race got to do with this?
Antithesis. What I was thinking is that all of this just summarizes a little bit of social commentary here.
Mm.
The antithesis is most people can't argue, can't debate.
Mm.
Whereas if you bring up a topic, the only thing they go straight into is attacking you personally.
Mm.
It's like you can't even listen to 30 seconds of a video.
Yeah.
You listen to the first 3 seconds and you're already writing out paragraphs. And yeah. You just don't know how to have a discussion or a debate. Like,
or, oh, this is quite clearly from a podcast. Let's go listen to the wider conversation.
I do like, and it's not like it keeps me up at night, but I do worry that we're moving towards that place where, like, social media is feeding the inability to actually talk about things.
Oh, 100%. I feel like, and this is just my observation, that you can't disagree anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of, your opinion differs to mine, therefore you are against me. That's how it definitely feels. Politically, socially, all sorts of stuff.
Just anything.
Anything. Like, if you disagree, that's it. It's, you know, you're against me.
And, like, we were watching, have you seen that film on Netflix, Leo, Adam Sandler, little animation?
No.
It's quite good. I've only seen like half an hour, but I'm enjoying it. But there's a moment in it where it's like showing these teenagers all on their phones, like about to start like grade 8 or whatever, like the last year of elementary school, whatever that is. And I genuinely had a moment where I turned to Em and was like, I never considered like my daughter growing up where what used to be MSN for us for like an hour or two is now constant.
Yeah.
I never considered the type of world that she'd be growing up in, even if we don't give her a phone until she's like 40. I never, and that like scared me a little bit. And I was like, oh, like that's all the difficult challenges that come with that. That scared me a little bit.
Yeah. It's relentless.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. What relentless means. And lastly,
making our money's worth of the thesaurus today.
Lastly, before we round up this episode, we recently asked you for what were some moments that you don't cherish with your children. You said you disagree with the statement of cherish every single moment.
I do. Yeah.
But there are some moments that you can't cherish. So we asked people on Instagram to let us know. And Blythe Dovey said the beloved blowouts of poo that somehow end up staining everything. No one's cherishing that, are they?
They're quite funny though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are funny.
Yeah.
But you're not cherishing it. No one's like, I love this moment. Laura has said, sick bug, with three kids, actively spewing up on the carpets and beds, whilst also vomiting myself.
Oh, no, too much. Too much detail.
That was fun.
That was too much detail.
Laura's not cherishing that one. Amber, I think a lot of people disagree with this. Head lice. Enough said, really. Have you encountered head lice yet?
No,
I haven't.
I actually have a phobia.
I've just seen the next one. This has come from Sophie. Six beads up the nose equals A&E, a child's toilet topper stuck on the head stuck in the cat flap. I hope these were all three separate occasions.
Just one child.
Like something from Home Alone. It's like fall into the cat flap, beads stuck up the nose. So yeah, that was six beads. No, that's impressive.
Yeah, you just get the message after like three.
This one's come from Lauren. When she puts the wrong arm in her coat first and then tells you off.
Oh, that's cute though. I imagine it's annoying, but...
It is annoying when you go,
right, someone has experienced
coat that. On, and then the next thing, like their face is in their hood because they've gone with the wrong arm.
It's really cute.
This one's come from Danny when he purposely wipes his snotty nose on my shoulder.
Yeah.
True. I'm not enjoying that.
No, you discard those memories straight away.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
In the memory bin.
Yeah. And the kids do it on purpose as well.
Yeah.
They think, oh, got a bit of a runny nose. Here's a shoulder. Off it goes. Mar's been on. Hello, Mar. Shout out to you. The first poo in the bath. It wasn't too solid. lots of toys binned. You look back and smile.
We need to give a queasy warning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. This one's come from Mark. Oh, another Mark. Mark with a K. went to a story time on a farm. Daughter fell in a pile of poo and wanted daddy cuddles.
Yeah.
I I can smell that. It's the thing of like lifting them up at arm's length. And the last one's come from, again, another regular contributor, Ermac, when he doesn't share the public swing on the park every time. Having to apologise to other people.
That's always a difficult one, isn't it? Like, when there's a child that's just not conforming.
Conforming. You do you, big man.
Oh, but genuinely, thank you for everyone who comments on our videos.
Yeah, it is funny.
I'm not easily offended. Are you easily offended? Do you lie awake thinking about how you've offended these people?
No, when we had our first video that went like quite well and did a lot of views, I really worried about it.
Really?
Yeah, it was me saying second pregnancy.
Yeah.
I was more comfortable with the medical side of things. And one day Leanne couldn't feel the baby kicking. So I just repeated what the midwife told her on the phone first time round when she didn't feel them kicking was, you know, get some sugar in you, you know, see if you get the baby active. And I said that on the video and people were going, this is terrible advice. Don't do that. You know, if you're not feeling your baby kick, call 111, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't say on the video, you know, I was just repeating what I heard first time around. I just said, you know, I learned from the first time. And I was so worried that somebody was going to get themselves into trouble.
Wow.
Because of seeing that video. It's like, oh, it's all good. This guy on TikTok said, just, you know, have a can of Coke and you'll be fine. I was just really worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really worried me. Nothing's really offended me too much. Have deleted a few comments that I just think...
So much inappropriate.
Some of them are inappropriate. And other things, like people don't... I think they need to keep in mind that we're talking about our children.
Yeah. Like our actual real...
Our actual real children. Yeah. And there's been a couple of comments about the kids. And I'm like, that's gone straight away. Yeah. That's gone. Yeah. So that's not cool.
No. But, you know, I think for me, it's because we're genuinely wanting just to have parents like open up. Yeah. And I think I'm happy to take a bit of flack just for doing that. Like, and it's not much compared to what a lot of people get.
No.
Our little internet trolls. It's not, we're not suffering here for us.
Someone messaged us recently and it was actually a really lovely balanced message and they did it privately as well. Mm. And they were like, look, you've lost a fan.
Yeah.
And my takeaway was we had a fan. I was just like, that's awesome. Like, I was just so happy.
Yeah, obviously, it's not like for someone to message us and say that they've stopped listening because of something they found offensive. But we don't mean to be offensive. Mm. But the reality is, it all comes back to this thing that we're talking about. You don't have to agree with us. We're not trying to convince anyone. Like, we just want people to open up about parenting and struggles that they have. Mm. Because it's helped me, it's helped us. So,
yeah.
But thank you for all the comments, all the kind comments. Thank you to my wife for coming to my defense.
Yeah, and if you are listening, do disagree with us, please do every now and again. I remember someone commented, I can't remember what the video was or what the comment was, but I think it started off with disagree with this, listed out a few really like well thought through sentences, and it was like, sound, that's so nice. Mm. Like, thanks for sharing your opinion in like a lovely way. Have a great day. Like, and it was nice.
It's funny because like a lot of people, when they see our title, The Parenting Tools, they think we're here to equip parents with tools.
Yeah.
But they forget that we're just talking about ourselves as being tools.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I can see how that comes across. So, but the comment sections can be really helpful.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Smashing.
But please, as always, send your comments, questions, stories to @ParentingToolsPod on Instagram and TikTok.
And we'll see you next week.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.